Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, the pandemic has just hampered all of our social lives, but it's especially hard, I feel, for young people. And, you know, those who are looking to date and looking for love, you know, in search of a life partner, in search for a marriage, thinking of that vocation in their life. Well, Anna Vasquez is an American journalist, and she started organising Catholic speed dating events a few years ago. She started off doing it in her hometown of Denver, Colorado, and since then she's been doing it lots of different places, including Ireland. So she has an online speed dating series for Ireland and the UK coming up this week, and recently she talked to Spirit Radio's Steve Johnson about the event. Now, the first thing that Anna chatted to Steve about was how she got involved in the speed dating business in the first place.
I guess it just began when I thought that I was sort of letting go of a dinner club that I was doing, and I thought that interest was waning, and it was time for me to move on and get a PhD in my long held field of journalism or my other degree is accounting. And so I just thought I was just going to leave all this, ministry stuff behind or social stuff behind. And somehow it just worked out where I threw together an event. It was sort of out of prayer, but also out of just realizing that, you know, nobody seemed to be getting married from groups I've known that have, you know, maybe 1,000 Catholic singles in them. And I thought, you know, at the time, online dating didn't seem to be working very well. And for people, for my friends. And I just felt like, well, we could try it, and I'm sure we'll just have 12 people or something. And 60 people showed up that day, and we broke the fire code of the restaurant because of the crowd. And we ended up having it, and people kind of really pushed for it to be a regular thing. So it became a small business apostolate.
And is speed dating effective?
Yes, I was really surprised to find it was. I had tried it myself in a secular form. I think just before I started it, about 6 months after I started it, people started to meet and then get married from it after a couple of years. They don't, when they speed meet or speed date, they don't speed marry, even though a couple of them have been married a year later. But the most common denominator is meet, get engaged after a year, and then get married another year later. So 2 years, yeah.
Wow, yeah, amazing. Are you finding that more people are looking into dating sort of in an intentional way because of the pandemic?
Yes, definitely. I feel like it's become a time that, yeah, they're less distracted. They're not running around their cities commuting to travel a lot. That was another issue sometimes I had in setting people up is, you know, I had traveling accountants, I had traveling nurses, and I had to pin them down to set them up with people. I had to have a travel schedule for everybody. Things like that I don't have to do anymore, at least not now. And they seem like they're a lot less distracted with a million events going on in the city. I know that like Denver used to be a city that didn't have a festival every single month, but now before the pandemic, you could go to not just one festival every weekend, but there were multiple festivals, and everybody wants to go to a baseball game, and everyone's having a party. Every church is having an event. It's mind boggling and mind blowing. So right now they're thinking a lot more about their families, about where they are in the world, their place in history, really. Pandemic places us in history, and how they're going to take care of their maybe aging relatives or new children or the members of the family that might be pregnant. When they're single, they're thinking about, you know, what lot they have in that family and what lot they have in history. It sort of, yeah, spotlights us as a lot more our lives, our daily lives, our daily choices we make as being intentional. So.
Yeah. And family has kind of come up a whole lot of levels, you know, above, you know, career and things like that, because it's been seen to be so valuable, you know, during this time.
Yes.
Then, though, is there a reluctance for people to do online dating? Is there a stigma or a fear around it?
I think there was a lot more before pandemic. People were uncertain of safety and so on. I think you still have to make good choices, safe choices, when you meet someone online. I think people are starting to use apps that are long dead, or things like the online dating. Even I encourage my speed daters who say that my speed dating helped them to get into the groove of dating again, get more confidence toward dating again, because maybe it's been a really long time at this point too, after pandemic hit. And I think that they've shown me that they are also using many different forms. So one guy he's 24 years old, he's an Air Force pilot, and he met his wife after he went to my event. He told me, you know, dating I had to approach in a lot of alternative ways, including your speed dating and including having a friend set me up by email to a girl that actually agreed to marry me. So he was definitely more, just more intentional as a person. He used to be just someone that just kind of danced with every girl, and just, I couldn't pin him down to go to an event. And then he did go to an event and he made the best of it, really decided that he was going to, you know, have a good time and meet a lot of people. And he met the girl through an email with somebody he's in Mississippi and she's in South Carolina. So not only did he meet somebody he didn't know before pandemic, but he's getting married to her. So yeah, it's moved away a lot of distraction.
And in his case, he's marrying someone that he probably would never have met had it not been for meeting online. Does online dating give people the chance to get to know one another in a different sort of way as well, in a way that's kind of less about visual attraction, and actually you can get to know one another quite well even before necessarily meeting face to face?
Yes, definitely. I think I've had some people tell me there was a girl from my Minnesota virtual Catholic speed dating. I think I ran that one in August, and she was trying an app. And what happened was, she told me later on, she found someone from the app. He is local to her, but they, you know, most of their restaurants were constantly getting shut down. So they had to get creative, and they had to get hot chocolate to maybe a visually appealing place, someplace that's pleasant outdoors, had a lot of Christmas lights left over. And she said she felt like sitting down at dinner though with him would have just killed the chemistry. So they're having to work harder. And it also means you can't just decide it's a one-shot deal. You only try it one time and that's it. I think you should try multiple things, but do it with temperance, but also do it with effort. And you can't just look at it as like a throwaway culture or a replacement or upgraded culture where you, like Tommy told me, you know, I decided to get to know this girl and I decided to ask the questions that I needed to ask over emails. And he said he would spend 3 hours on an email every 3 days to her, or then they got to talking on the phone two times or three times a week for an hour maybe. This was all before they met. So they had decided they were in a relationship even before they met. So sometimes I see people still trying to do the mentality of meeting a lot of people from lots of cities, having them fly in. And I'm saying, no, it requires a little more focus than that. really being intentional. Yeah, making a decision. Love is a decision, a choice, and it's a choice you make every day. It's kind of like faith. It can be a choice you make every day.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the upcoming event you're holding for Ireland and the UK.
I have four of them, and they start Friday, and they will be from all of them at 7 p.m. Ireland and UK time. So Friday, March 12th, starts age 18 to 38. Saturday is age 25 to 49. I allow age 20 to 54. Sunday is age 42 and up, anyone 42 and up. And then all ages is on St. Patrick's Day. So that's the rundown this time. So
sounds fantastic. And can other Christian believers who are not Catholics join the event?
Yes. As long as they're fine with the fact that they might meet a lot of Catholics. So.
Anna, just maybe a final question would be, what would you say to someone who is kind of saying, well, actually, sort of, I'm quite interested in what Anna is talking about, but I'm very shy. I think I'd be mortified. And also, I just don't want to appear desperate.
Oh, I would say I've been told that actually the virtual format, not only is it more convenient because you don't have to cross your city, go across the country to find this event, they've also told me it's less nerve-wracking over the internet than in person, like walking into your first speed dating in person. Everyone comes into it with a lot of nerves, and you have to realize that everyone is in your same boat coming into it completely alone and made the decision and nervous, just as nervous as you about it. And the first date, you get past that one and it's downhill from there. It's very easy from there. And I think that the people that I've noticed that have been married either from my events or from something after, they all had one thing in common. They came to the event and decided beforehand that they were going to have a really nice time meeting a lot of new people.
And that was Anna Basquez of DenverCatholicSpeedDate.com talking recently to Steve Johnson. So if you're interested or you want to tell a friend, the virtual Ireland UK Catholic Speeding event takes place tomorrow. That's Friday, Saturday and Sunday and St. Patrick's Day. And you can sign up at DenverCatholicSpeedDate.com and click on the Ireland UK tab.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.